Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
And welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, September the 21st. We're just moving right through September. I've got Heather Harlan with us this morning from Phoenix Programs. Good to have you here,
always
Heather.
It's good to be with Radio Friends.
And we're going to talk about the Phoenix Fringe.
Yeah.
First of all, before we came on, we were talking about addiction, substance
use disorders.
Substance
use disorder. That's the new term, yes. Addictions, people would say, but the real medical term would be a substance use disorder.
Disorder.
Yes, sir.
Mental health comes into this, too?
Yeah, really, a substance use disorder is a mental illness. So we used to think of those two diagnoses as maybe separate.
Separate.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I still think of it as separate.
Right.
How does substance abuse disorder fall into the mental illness category?
Most of the people who have an addiction also have what we call a co-occurring mental health issue, perhaps clinical depression or anxiety, bipolar disorder, which makes them more vulnerable even before they begin using the substance, and it makes recovery more complicated.
Okay.
So as we put those two together, we find much better outcomes when people receive treatment for those mental health disorders at the same time they're receiving help for their addiction or their substance use disorder.
Now, when we talk about substance addiction, what substance are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about substances that people are using that have the possibility to be addictive that are causing problems. In prevention, we often look at it, if you're going to prevent substance use disorders, prevent underage use by controlled substances, and prevent use of illegal substances by anyone, because they're controlled substances for a reason, and then that's decision.
Okay. Alcohol is legal,
but it's a controlled substance.
It's a controlled.
Yes.
Alcohol. Then you've got pot. Mm-hmm. You have many other types of drugs that people
and
can be.
And we also have, which we want your listeners to hear, and for your viewers online, also a real spike in prescription drug addiction. Prescription drugs.
Prescription drug addiction.
Yes.
Illegally acquiring those prescription drugs or having them prescribed and you're just using them too much?
Some of both, but then a doctor might be able to help with that situation. But what we're seeing is more people who are stealing them or buying them on the street and then becoming addicted to them.
What about tobacco? Tobacco you're addicted to tobacco.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why Phoenix Programs is tobacco-free, because we did treat it as an addiction. And so what we're looking at this month in September, Phoenix Programs here is a behavioral health center focusing on long-term recovery for people recovering from substance use disorders and mental health illness, mental health disorders. So we're looking at recovering from that. What we know is that prevention works. There's scientific evidence for how we can prevent addictions and substance use disorders. We know that treatment is effective. It helps people get better, and that people recover. A lot of people in long-term recovery from an addiction, they're not talking about it. They're kind of invisible. So for us to make the community aware and celebrate the people who have long-term recovery and the people and professionals who help make that happen. So that's what we're about this
month.
Is that
what Phoenix Fringe is about?
Fringe is part of that. Again, it's the National Recovery Month. And if people go online, they can look at www.recoverymonth.gov. And then Phoenix Fringe is a fundraiser for Phoenix Programs. That will be tomorrow night. I think it'll be a great party for the community. It's at the Parkade Center. It will be at 5:30 to 9 o'clock.
And what's going to happen?
What's going to happen? We will have refreshments, of course, but we'll have a variety of entertainment. Norm Rubling Trio is coming.
Band.
Yeah, big band. We have One Soul, which is hip-hop and rap, is going to be there. We have
So you go from big band to hip-hop?
Yeah, we have just a variety of folks. We have Martin Sharp, who's a blues folk guitarist, Larry Brown, whom you probably know,
singer,
and myself are
going to
be, also storytellers, and face painting, some refreshments, just a lot of different kinds of things for the community to
and
enjoy.
And how are you raising the money?
Tickets and raffles, and obviously donations are always welcome.
Yeah.
But it's $12 a ticket. 10 and under are free.
Okay.
And they can find out more information on our website, www.phoenixprogramsinc.org.
And it's going to be at Parkade Plaza.
Yes.
Where in?
If they come in that south side, it'll be easy to find where we are in the south entrance.
Starts
there.
At what time?
5:30 to 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And
so
it'll be quite
and you've
an
got
event.
All kinds of good
stuff. All kinds of good stuff.
Before we started today,
yeah.
You were telling me, I asked you how many people have addiction problems, and you came up with a figure of about 40
million?
About
40 million people are waiting. Well, that's when we're combining substance use and mental health disorders. So it's those two together, about 40 million people in the United States. Over 40% of the people in the United States will have a mental health episode sometime during their life.
Over 40%.
So that for most of us, most of your listeners, that's going to be either you or me or somebody that we care about that has maybe a bout with depression or anxiety or bipolar disorder or ADHD. So in order, and then that will make our loved ones or us more vulnerable to a substance use disorder, even if we use something legal.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at, again, bringing those fields together and looking at how can we help people with behavioral health, because our mental health is imperative to our physical health to be able to take better care of ourselves. It's a part of it.
That's a pretty high statistic.
Yes.
Over 40% of the American population at one time in their life.
An episode. Now, some of them are severe and persistent, but some
episode. It just happens and then you're fine.
Yeah, and then you go on. Again, kind of that recovery model where people can get better.
How does somebody know if they're dealing with a friend or a family member? How do they know if that friend of theirs or family member needs some professional help?
One thing to do is to get online and look for the criteria of what might be. And they're welcome to call me at Phoenix Programs.
Uh-huh.
I can offer a free consultation if they're concerned. How could I help my friend? And
yeah.
We can do that.
And where do you go online?
If they would look online, they can find, again, a contact number, www.phoenixprogramsinc.org.
Okay.
Would be a good place to find
that
information.
Keep in mind, tomorrow night,
Parquet
Plaza, it's the big fundraiser, and you're wanting to raise how many thousands of dollars?
Well, we've got a goal.
What's your goal?
So our goal is about $6,500 this year.
Okay.
To be able to do that and to be able to clear that. And again, mostly just to get as many people we can in the seats and have a fun evening and to celebrate recovery.
Tomorrow evening, 5 o'clock?
5:30. We open the doors for the party.
Right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Heather Harlan.
Hope to see everybody there.
It's our pleasure having you here. Tomorrow, Adult Daycare Connection and the Capital City Players. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Austin Fax, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to watch this program or listen to it, again, go to kbia.org, click on Radio Friends, sign up for a vodcast or a podcast, absolutely free. And you can go to Facebook and like us there and follow us on Twitter if you want. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.